I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Voice of the Martyrs Korea ran into issues with the South Korean government last year while trying to do Bible balloon launches into North Korea. Eric Foley says South Korea banned the practice of sending leaflets across the border. However, the Bibles they used were actually created by the North Korean government in the 70s and 80s. Foley says they wanted to create
the best translation of the Bible that has ever been done in the Korean dialect. And people might think, well, if the North Korean government translates it, wouldn't it contain, I don't know, secret messages, you know, praise to Kim Il-sung? But North Korea is far too smart for that. They really assembled a group of biblical linguists, including descendants of the original missionaries to North Korea.
Ask God to give VOM Korea wisdom as they navigate these laws to serve North Korea. And Native American believers face some of the toughest spiritual battlegrounds in the country. An upcoming conference prepares them for that war. Brad Hutchcraft says Warrior Leadership Summit is an annual five-day event for Native young people between the ages of 15 and 30. When the discipleship retreat ends, Summer of Hope begins. Learn how to sponsor a warrior at our website, and you might just change a life like Alan's.
Alan, when he came to Warrior Leadership Summit, already had his suicide plan ready. His life of abuse by the people who he should have been able to trust had been awful. But he came and thanked the Lord. I remember the night that he found Christ. It's been our privilege to help scholarship him to go to a Bible school. And he just graduated a few weeks ago. He was given two awards, one for his Christian character and one for his Christian leadership.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.